I'm adjusting to being a has-been. And there's a big distinction between being a has-been and a never-was, and I'm not sure which category I fit into, but I'm adjusting to the idea that people, after 6 or 7 months, will stop calling me at home and asking me to solve city problems. That's okay.
You've also said, I know that when you announced to reporters that you were not seeking a city council seat, you said, I haven't had a vacation in years. I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to take it easy this summer. So what are you planning?
I'm planning to go to beautiful Aspen, Colorado for a couple of months and ride my bike. And they have a cool bike race and a great 4th of July. And, you know, it's a great place. So I think I'm going to spend some time. I know where I can stay. And
I mean, it's going to be real different, isn't it, for you not feeling every day when you get up that you have to go in and you know, do the work of government.
It is different. You know, the city of Aspen staff is really good, so the work isn't that hard. I mean, they do most of it. And you just give them a little guidance. But you do feel a certain sense of responsibility for outcomes, and it'd be nice to be free of that.
Well, I want to get back to some of the things that you dealt with during your term, but more recently, there was, of course, the election this week, and Steve Scadron won. And one of the things that people say about you and know about you is that you are, when it comes to elections, a real good strategist and numbers guy. Evidence this election, the candidates that you helped won, 1, 2, 3, in terms of getting votes. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, it's easy to overlook the fact that we are blessed here with a plethora of talented and community-minded public servants. You know, Duane Romero and Tori and Derek and so on. Good guys and a lot to offer. So it wasn't one of those elections where you're picking the least of evils. And I've always said I supported Steve not in derogation of Tory, but because I thought he was the best of the best. And the same of the others, you know, very qualified. All of them could be good mayors. And so it's not that strategic. It's just a bunch of hard work, and I'm used to that.
So you feel pretty good then going forward with the makeup of the council?
I do, and I would have felt good if the outcome had gone the other way. So, you know, Adam or Derek or Tory would have been fine.
During your many years in office, starting with county commission and then later mayor, I guess one thing that has always been front and center for you is this idea of community and what community means in the face of development. You've often said that Aspen is not Vail and should not be Vail. What did you accomplish? What are you proud of in terms of preserving the community of Aspen?
I think two things. I think we have embraced the idea that you can't be a community without a local population. And so we have, unlike so many other resorts, still have a substantial core of our workforce that resides here and has a stake in the outcome of Aspen's economy and of our cultural development. We have stakeholders, and a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them live in affordable housing, and that's absent in a lot of communities. And I've done a lot of consulting where I go around the country, actually, and people don't ask you, well, what are you going to do about the number of 65-year-olds, or what are you going to do about dogs? They ask, how can we do what Aspen has done? How do we get that core?
In other words, it's important that right. The people who work here live here.
It's vital. Nobody has a stake in the community like a local resident. Nobody.
Now, obviously, everybody who works here can't live here, and that leads to how best to get here to your job. And RAFTA, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, and the bus system that exists now wasn't always this way, and you had a hand in that as well.
In 1981, when I was a bus driver, not elected, the community had a grant for the current bus barn that you know so well out by ABC. The grant was for $6 million, and the community needed a $1.2 million match. And the nascent prototypical Tea Party response was, No, it's too much money. Yes, we need buses, but not this way. And we need buses, but we shouldn't pay taxes for them. And I was one of the many bus drivers who got together, and we did our own counter campaign and said, we need to tax ourselves to provide the local match for that grant. And it hasn't been the same since because we have an adequate bus barn. You could not touch that bus barn today for $6 million, even adjusted for inflation.
What are you going to miss most about city council meetings? Some of those were long, went into the night. They were contentious at times.
The thing you miss most is the outcomes. We have a lot of problems in Aspen. One of the blessings is that we attract really overqualified people to be our teachers and to be our city staff. And, you know, I was at that hospital hearing and somebody said, well, we're doctors and medical professionals. We can work anywhere in the country. That's also true of your teachers and a lot of your city staff. They could go anywhere and get a lot more money, and some of them have. And so I'll miss working with people who are that honest, bright, and dedicated, and too numerous to mention them all here. So I'll miss them, and I will miss the opportunities that we've had. Looking back, RAFTA is a no-brainer. The Rio Grande Trail is a no-brainer, and the purchase of Smuggler Mountain is a no-brainer, and the open space program is a no-brainer. We'll eventually look at Burlingame that way and probably the art museum. And it's nice to look back on those things and say, I was a part of that, made that difference.
One of those battles was over the hydroelectric plant. Was that an overreach?
I don't really think so. I think we followed the citizens' direction when we had an election and they said to do this, and we went out and did it. And, you know, to suggest that somehow we should have not acted contrary to what the voters directed, I think is wrong. And, you know, one of the things that I have learned in this job and it concerns me is the degree to which our nonprofits are motivated by the desires of their donor base for an outcome as opposed to their cause. And you see that sort of pandering for donors by some of the environmental groups.
That was a very contentious situation. How thick of a skin do you have? Because you've had all kinds of stuff directed at you. Is that difficult to, you know?
Well, you know, I'm trying to let go of all that. And, last night I kind of lost it when somebody confronted me with some cursing and I cursed back. I shouldn't have done that. It's not right. It doesn't justify it. But, you know, you get pushed so many times and at some point you snap. Again, I'm sorry about that, though.
In a reverse way, though, too, does the pushback show that maybe you're onto something and you're onto something right? I mean, does that reinforce your support?
You know, your general theory is that people respond hostily when they have uncertainty about the rightness of their own position, and there may be some truth to that.
Yeah.
You know, people who can't answer your intellectual argument have to respond with anger. And
one of the other things you're known for is your fashion sense, Mick. Could you describe for us what you're wearing right now, actually?
Clothing.
Okay.
Right after this interview, I'm getting on a bicycle, and then I'm going to ride this bicycle up the pass or down the valley or something. So I'm wearing clothes that are appropriate for that.
You want to say anything about your fashion sense?
Well, I don't have any. It's been pointed out by numerous female friends of mine. They know. Guys, too. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Are we going to see you in some capacity in the future involved in local government?
I don't know. I mean, if local government wants my assistance and wants to contract with that, I'm fine with that. You know, I've learned a lot of things and I'm happy to share them. And if not, I'm happy to do that too.
I mean, you see yourself more as a consultant than
I don't see myself running for election very soon. I don't see that as necessary, at least not. I'm not applying for the city council appointment. And I made that clear. And people tried to use that as an argument for voting for somebody or other, but it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to apply for that. And I'm not planning to run for office.
And no statewide ambitions?
No statewide. I mean, that's a life that I don't really want to partake of.
So you're going to practice law then?
Practice until I get good at it and I'll start charging.
Mick, thank you.
Thank you, Roger. And you have a nice day doing whatever it is. And
so you're going to go for a bike ride.
I'm on the bike.
All right.
Off I go.
Drive safely.
Thank you.